Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm going to talk about a couple of different things. I'm going to talk about Jon Moxley returning from hell. I'm going to talk about Money in the Bank. I'm going to talk about, you know, whatever pops into my head, I'm going to talk about it. But first things first, the Jon Moxley video was amazing. It has me very excited for what his career back on the independent circuit could possibly look like. And I'm ready for that. It looks like he's going to be going back to his deathmatch wrestling, just based on the tone of the promo video that was released, which, that's fine. It wasn't my favorite part of his career. I'm a bigger fan of the technical aspect, because despite what some people may believe, while Moxley's death matches were very entertaining, the man is a phenomenal technical wrestler. I've seen him wrestle a roughly 35-minute match with Daniel Bryan at a community center in Cincinnati. Right before Daniel Bryan left to go to WWE originally. And it was an absolute classic technical clinic. Both men just wrestled phenomenally. And it was not a situation where Daniel Bryan carried the match. It was a very even technical, like I said, clinic. And I would actually like to see Jon Moxley wrestle that kind of style again. Speaking of Daniel Bryan, he has been cleared since his injury at WrestleMania, so he should be back in the ring possibly as early as this Tuesday on SmackDown. So it'll be interesting to see if he might possibly get added to the WWE Championship match at Money in the Bank, which I kind of hope so, because even though rematches for champions are not guaranteed, I would love to see Daniel Bryan get a rematch. I would also like to see Daniel Bryan and Kevin Owens wrestle each other, which is highly unlikely with them both as heels currently, but in a triple threat match, anything is possible, so. Also, at Money in the Bank. The women's match, I think, is going to be shaken up a little bit. And I think I know a lot of people are expecting Dana Brooke to be taken out and possibly replaced. But I personally would rather see Alexa Bliss, who really hasn't done anything of note since her injury. I would like to see her be replaced because they've got a good storyline going with Dana Brooke right now. And I would like to see them see it through and give her an opportunity in that match. And as much as I like Alexa Bliss, I just don't. I don't think she deserves to be in that match. The rumor is that it's possible that she is going to be attacked in the back by a returning Sasha Banks. Possibly pulling off a double switch with Banks turning heel and Bliss turning face after the switch, after the attack. And honestly, to me, heel Sasha Banks is the best Sasha Banks. So I welcome that idea with open arms if Sasha Banks is going to be returning, which I know there's a lot of speculation that she won't be returning, but I'm ready to see her return. Also, and I know this is going to be a very long time, but a person that I miss, and I realize I'm in the minority on this. Person that I miss greatly is Nia Jax. And I am eagerly awaiting her return. Even if it's just promo work, I'm ready for her to return and shake things up again. And of course, we found out this past Tuesday that Jeff Hardy will be out for several months, 6 to 9 months, due to a knee injury that he had to have surgery for, and he will be on the shelf, like I said, 6 to 9 months. And the Hardys had to relinquish the tag team titles, and it would appear that Matt Hardy and R-Truth are entering into a possible storyline with Lars Sullivan, which could be good for Sullivan because he's a rookie with two veteran performers, great performers. who can carry a feud and I just think that having them both feud with Sullivan at the same time is probably not the best idea in the world, so hopefully they will pick one and stick with it. Also, I think I'm in the minority here when I say I am a huge fan of the Becky Lynch Lacey Evans feud. I am sick and tired of the Becky Lynch Charlotte Flair feud. That is starting to feel like John Cena and Randy Orton in 2013. So, really not looking forward to that at all. But very much looking forward to Lacey Evans versus Becky Lynch because I think Becky, or I think Lacey Evans is a future women's champ. It could be as early as Money in the Bank, honestly. I mean, Becky has to lose one of the titles, and if it is, if she does lose one of the titles, I hope it's the Raw title. I don't want to see Charlotte win another title. She's already got eight. Let her slow down a little bit. She needs to slow down because she will, at the rate she is going, she will tie her father in a total of 8 years. Something that it took him nearly 35 years, I believe, to achieve. It will take her 8. And I just don't think that is a good thing at all. I honestly miss the days of long title reigns and long drawn out feuds. Well, not long drawn out feuds. I like feuds that build up a story. Now, speaking of feuds, WWE has the opportunity to do something very interesting at Money in the Bank, and this is probably the last thing I'm going to touch on. WWE has the chance to pull off one of the greatest long-term storylines ever by having Randy Orton win the men's Money in the Bank and cash in on Kofi Kingston. If they do that, they will have told the greatest long-term story ever. And personally, I hope they do it. I really do. But my time's up. So, I will be back Monday night after Raw, possibly during Raw, with more opinions. Have a good night, everybody.